Welcome back to the programme. 0861 800 964 the text and WhatsApp number on the show. A new suicide prevention crisis centre will be launched in Ennis this evening. Haven Hub was initially launched by Limerick woman Leona O'Callaghan in the city to provide a stopgap to counteract the closing of the majority of suicide prevention services after 11pm each evening, with the exception of University Hospital Limerick. The Haven Hub Clare will provide a safe space for those over 16 years of age who need to talk, are in crisis, or family members who need to talk to peer support individuals trained in suicide prevention. Tino Whelan is a member of the management committee of Haven Club Hub Clare, and lost her stepson Seamus to suicide in 2013. Tina, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Great to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme. Let's talk about suicide services generally. Certainly not up to scratch. We've often used the analogy, you know, we've often said that more people die from suicide every year in Ireland than in road traffic collisions, for example, just as an example, three times more in cases. Certainly not enough services available in the country.
Absolutely not enough services. And the fact of the matter really is that, you know, a campaign was launched years ago, you know, called Just Ask for Help. And I think many people, you know, did ask for help, but when they asked for help, there was no help. And, you know, knocking on doors, please help, and say, oh, we're full, turned away. And we have loads of people that actually go into crisis and go to Limerick, you know, for help, and they're turned away and they're told, sorry, we can't help you, you're from Clare. And so they come back to Ennis, the beds are full. So there's actually nowhere really in Ennis for you to pop into and have a chat at the night time. Unfortunately, we can only open on a Friday and Saturday night between 8pm and 2am. Because obviously if we had loads of volunteers, we'd open 24/7. But they are the crisis times. And so basically the Ennis Haven Hub will be opening now very shortly in the next week or two. We'll have the official opening this evening. And so it's just another service to the mental health services that are available there. But I mean, any little bit helps.
There have been, of course, Tina, long established organisations who have done wonderful work. I know you'll agree. The likes of Samaritans and so forth. But you want a safe haven, literally, for someone who can come in and sit down, have a cup of tea, and for someone to talk to. And that's maybe all they want, is someone to talk to. And, you know, curtailing services like that to daylight hours or office hours or you know, 7am to 11, that's certainly not enough, because a lot happens after 11 o'clock.
It does happen a lot after 11 o'clock, and the Samaritans are an amazing, amazing service, and they provide 24-hour listening service, which is fantastic. But really, I think people need to engage one-to-one, and they just need some, I think, human contact, you know, that somebody's actually there. They're actually really in front of them, and they can engage with them and they can listen. And I think it's very, very important to listen to people and hear what they have to say. And it's not only for people in crisis, it's for people like who just have worries and, you know, maybe just aren't coping great. And, you know, the darkness doesn't help. And I think just come in, you'll be safe. I think to be safe and secure, warm, and non-judgmental, and just to be listened to is very, very important, you know.
And where have you seen the need for this? I know that you had your own personal experience some years ago, and many people do. And we don't hear about half of them, of course, and half of the tragedies that befall our local community. But you obviously see a need and a requirement for this service, Tina.
I do. My foster son, Seamus, committed suicide in 2013, and like that, he went into crisis in Limerick and he was turned away and he was told, basically, you're from Clare. But more recently, there last year, a family friend went into crisis and he ended up on the wall of the river and he was very badly hurt as well, self-inflicted harm. And it was very traumatic. It was very traumatic for us there, for him there himself and for the Gardaí. And what kind of spurred me on after that really was the fact that an ambulance did come for him and he was highly agitated, highly suicidal, and they let him out the following morning. They stitched him up and said, right, you're fine. And you know, that's not good enough. You know, that is really not good enough. You can't stitch up a person's mental health wound, you know, and say, right, you're fine. You can physically, but you can't mentally. And He arrived back in tennis the next day. He was still soaked from the night before. He was stitched. He was bandaged. He was still in crisis. He did have an appointment that day in the day hospital here in Ennis. But obviously he missed it because he was in the hospital, and we went over and they said, sorry, no doctor's available. You missed your appointment, you know, and that's not good enough. It's just not good enough. It's not good enough anymore.
We've heard it time and time again, and we know, we don't want to go into too much detail. We know of people who have been admitted and released and, you know, went straight back to the bridge.
They did. There was a case in Limerick recently as well where they presented themselves at the Garda station because they had nowhere else to go, and like that just ended up in the river an hour later, and it's just not good enough. People need to be listened to. They need to be helped.
Do we know, Tina, what the problem is? There must be a problem there if people, you know, if the resources aren't there. Is it resources? Is it lack of training? Why are people being turned away when they're obviously in crisis?
Well, there one of the issues I think, anyway, is because obviously when there's a suicide, there's an inquest and there's coroner's court, and an awful lot of the verdicts that come back are open when they're clearly suicide. And these statistics then go to Dublin and they go, oh, right, yeah, no, Clare aren't having that many suicides. You know, we'll give them less funds or whatever. When, you know, the statistics are wrong. You know, suicide needs to be brought back as suicide in the coroner's court, and it needs to be shouted to Dublin that we have a serious crisis here. You know, across the Shannon, we have an awful serious crisis, and it needs to be addressed financially. Training is a huge thing, but as part of the Haven Hub, we will be offering free QPR suicide prevention training to anybody who needs it in the community, anybody who needs it and anybody who wants it. And the ideal situation going forward is that we'll have the most community in County Clare trained up in suicide prevention. You may not need it, you may never need it, you may be walking downtown and you might need it, you might have a family member crisis, you may need it, but it would always be good to have. And the Limerick Cup at the moment are training up an awful lot of GAA clubs, and it's free of charge, and we would like to be in County Clare the most trained up community in suicide prevention.
It is a serious issue, and I think we're getting better at realising how serious an issue it is. Just tell us then, Tina, the Haven Hub in Limerick, this is, I suppose, this is what prompted you to start a similar group in Ennis. Just tell us about the Hub in Limerick and what that does.
Yeah, I engaged with the Hub in Limerick last year when my family friend got into crisis that time, because there was just no one to ask questions to, and I rang them up in the middle of the night, and they were just absolutely, oh my God, amazing, amazing. They had all the Limerick RD on high alert in case my family friend went missing from the hospital, and they were just fantastic. And so I just got thinking, you know, oh God, you know, we could do with something like this in Clare. And so I contacted them and I said, you know, hi guys, what would it take to set up in Clare? And it just literally went from there. And they're amazing. They had over 200 interventions last year, which is fantastic. And they have a follow-up service there as well, because they're more well established, whereas they can check in on people that did access their services. And So we're following suit, and delighted to know that Waterford and Cork are in the process now of opening as well.
It's an amazing service, and the volunteers, you know, a lot of credit is due to them. And every time we talk about suicide in the programme over the past number of years, I remember this, you know, Dan Neville, of course, the Fine Gael TD, he was the president of the Irish Association of Suicidology, and he was driving back from Leitrim one day coming through Ennis, and he prevented a young man from jumping off the bridge. The man who set up one, or who was president of one of the biggest organisations that deal with suicide in Ireland, happened to be in the right place at the right time. And that's what it's about. Right place, right time, but with the properly trained people.
That's exactly it. And, you know, the volunteers are just amazing. The volunteers are trained up, Garda vetted now and everything, and they are just 100% committed. And without them, we couldn't open the doors. And we need more volunteers. The more volunteers we have, the more shifts we can put on. So if anybody is out there, And obviously, if for training as well, you know, you don't have to do one-to-one support if that's not suitable. We're looking for gatekeepers as well, which is basically if somebody comes in, you know, you welcome them, make cups of tea and stuff like that. So we will take any volunteers that want to engage with us. But they are amazing. We can't do anything with volunteers in this country. I don't think any charity at this stage can, you know.
But the country absolutely depends on volunteers. There's no question about that.
Yeah, and so many. And I just want to say there, Pat, as well, that none of our any money we've raised, nothing goes to admin fees or anything like that. It is all goes back into the service 100%.
To ensure that you have the facilities to bring someone in for that chat, that life-saving
Absolutely.
Chat potentially as well. And there are so many wonderful organisations in Limerick. You have the Suicide Watch on the River, similarly in Galway as well. And so many people want to help as well. So you're hopeful, Tina, that there will be people who come forward to do some training, that they'll be able to help in some way, whether it be, you know, physically in the hub, or if they meet someone in the street that they actually realise is in distress.
Yeah, isn't the stress? And if you have the training and you never engage with us after that, that's fine, absolutely fine. Please do the training. You know, an awful lot of people have CPR training if someone had a heart attack in the street. But let's have the training to look after the mental health situation. And as I said, if you never engage with us after, no problem. Have the training, whether it be for when you're playing soccer tonight. If you have a friend, anything, yes. Anything family. And the Haven Hub also is for any family members who have loved ones in crisis. They can give us a ring or come into the centre while the shift is on, and they can ask for advice. Come to us, you know, no problem. We look after them.
And what kind of support are you getting locally then, Tina, for this service? Because people must realise that every service does help, no matter how small the number of volunteers, everyone is doing their part. From a local perspective, whether it be local authority or public representatives or other organisations, what kind of support are you getting locally?
We are getting a fantastic support locally. We really, at the moment, like, an awful lot of people are coming to us and saying, look, I want to help out, but don't say my name, kind of a thing. Do you know that sort of way?
Yes.
And businesses are helping out, and they're saying the same thing. Look, we don't want any, you know, confirmation. We don't want any PR. You know, it's just something we want to do. Tesco are giving us a 500 voucher from their blue chip tokens, which is absolutely amazing. You know, that would cover insurance for a year. You know, that's fantastic. And it's just, nobody seems to want any praise for it. It's just, look, let me help. I don't want any confirmation, you know, and just, you know, people are just amazing. I think when anybody needs help, I always find that, you know, the good always outweighs the bad. And there are so, so many good people that just want to help in any way small that they can.
It's not just the person in crisis who requires help, of course, it's family as well. I don't want to open up old wounds, Tina, but do you remember back in 2013, were there any supports there for you and your family after Seamus's tragic death?
Yeah, there was. There was the Clear Bereavement Suicide Support Group after suicide. But no, not during the time, there wasn't, especially when he was missing and... immediately after, no, there wasn't any support, and I think you'd really kind of don't go looking for support at the time because you're really in shock.
Yes,
you know, you were really totally in shock, but not when you're going through it. There isn't anybody, you know, that can sit with you and say, like, how are you feeling today, even though you might start shouting at them, to be honest.
Yes.
You know, you might be very angry or whatever, but no, there is. I didn't find any support during the time, you know.
Yes. So, and the point, of course, is that this service isn't just for somebody who's in crisis, somebody who wants to come in and have a chat, and they might be, you know, they might get some information or some guidance that might prevent them from harming themselves. But family, of course, have to be considered as well, parents and siblings and relatives, and the support is there for them too.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. That's how I engaged with the Haven Hub in Limerick. It was me as a family friend ringing them saying, oh God, please help, I don't know what to do. And that's yes. Exactly what I said.
Tell me, Tina, what's happening this evening? I saw something on Facebook where you were making an awful lot of lanterns. Tonight is a very special evening.
It is. We started it last year. It's called Light the Night, and we didn't expect the response that we got last year in conjunction with the NSO Bakwa and Clare Civil Defence. People buy lanterns and they personalise them with photographs and messages to anybody who's passed on, and we float them in the river, and it goes from Springfield up under the Post Office Bridge, the Rowntree Bridge, Club Bridge, and it ends at Steele's Rock. And the lanterns are lit with battery operated candles, LED candles, and it's just very visually, very emotional, and it's beautiful, and it's a lovely event. So this is our second year, and it's just lanterns sold this year, which is absolutely fantastic. We're just hoping that the rain will stay away tonight, but hail or high water, we will be there. Actually, the Sub-Aqua and Civil Defence actually said, look, if the river's higher, all the better for us. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it, and that will happen tonight at 7:30, and on all proceeds we'll go to the Haven Hub, which is fantastic. But if anybody's around this evening, pop along, you know, have a look. It's beautiful and very emotional.
Tell me about the GoFundMe page as well, because people can contribute if they wish.
They can contribute anything. We will take any amount of money. It's the Ennis Haven Hub GoFundMe page. If you even go onto the Ennis Haven Hub on Facebook or Instagram, you will see a link to it there. And we would appreciate anything at all. And we will, I promise, hand in heart, we will put it to very, very good use. And it stays in Clare.
Well
which
done.
Is brilliant.
And no doubt you will. And good luck this evening. Bring the brolly just in case. But
I might have to.
Tina, thanks a million for your time. Good to talk to you. Thank you indeed.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Tina Whelan, member of the management committee of the new Haven Hub in Clare, which will be opening very soon.